On today's show, CARB rejects Volkswagen's 3-liter diesel fix. Consumer Reports calls on Tesla to disable autopilot, and Ford experiments with collaborative robotics. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for the 14th of July for 2016. Last month, Volkswagen was fined nearly $15 billion by the U.S. government because it equipped its 2-liter diesel engines with emission-cheating software. However, the company still has not reached a settlement regarding its 3-liter diesels rigged with the software. And it's going to drag out a little longer. Yesterday, the California Air Resources Board rejected the company's proposal to fix the engines that are equipped in 85,000 VWs, Audis, and Porsches. If there isn't a resolution, VW may have to buy back those vehicles, which one analyst from Bankhaus Metzler predicts could cost the company up to $3 billion. CARB rejected the proposal because it didn't address how the fix will affect performance and emissions, and it didn't describe how the agency can evaluate the change. Tesla has been in hot water recently after it was revealed that its autonomous autopilot feature did not detect another vehicle, which led to a fatal crash. However, CEO Elon Musk said the company is not going to disable the feature. But now Consumer Reports is fighting that decision, calling on Tesla to update autopilot. It says the system should force the driver to keep their hands on the wheel, like similar systems from other automakers. It also wants Tesla to issue clear guidelines, stop using beta releases, and rename autopilot, arguing it gives customers a false sense of security. Coming up next, Mazda is going to change the torque output from its engines when you turn the steering wheel.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Mazda's SkyActiv mantra, which up to now has mainly focused on efficiency with its engines, transmissions, and vehicles, but now it will expand into the area of vehicle dynamics. The automaker will introduce a series of new generation vehicle motion control technologies, starting with what it calls G-Vectoring Control, or GVC. Mazda says it's the world's first control system to vary engine torque in response to steering inputs. This will help optimize the load at each wheel, which will reduce the need for steering corrections and should translate to a smoother ride for passengers. It should also improve handling and stability on all road conditions. GVC will be introduced on all new generation models, starting with the updated Accela, aka the Mazda 3, which just went on sale in Japan. You know, new products are what the car business is all about. That's what brings customers into the showrooms. And the recent trend seems to be more power. Maybe that's why Hyundai just introduced a sport version of the Elantra. And you might just be surprised how much sportier this thing is. The car's 2-liter engine has been replaced with a 1.6-liter turbo 4, which is good for 200 horsepower and 190 pound-feet of torque. For those of you keeping score, that's 53 more horsepower and 58 more pound-feet of torque. The engine can be mated to either a 6-speed manual or a 7-speed DCT. To keep the tires planted to the pavement, the rear torsion beam axle has been replaced with an independent multi-link setup. To finish it off, the Elantra Sport comes with unique bodywork and model-specific interior enhancements. Look for the car to start hitting dealer showrooms later this year. Coming up next, a look at how the factory floor is about to undergo a revolution.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The robots used in assembly plants are huge, powerful machines. They can be so dangerous that they have to be fenced off and guarded by light curtains. Those light curtains, or light sensors, will immediately shut down the robot if someone goes into the fenced-off area. But now there's a new kind of smaller robot, one that's so sensitive it will stop moving as soon as you touch it, even if you only use a finger. They call this collaborative robotics, where robots can work safely in conjunction with humans. And Ford may be the first automaker to use collaborative robotics. At its assembly plant in Cologne, Germany, it's experimenting with two collaborative robots, or cobots, to install shock absorbers in Fiestas. Ford is working with KUKA, the German robot company, and says this will not replace any humans in the plant. Well, maybe for now that's true. These robots typically cost about $45,000, installed, programmed, and ready to go, so they pay for themselves in less than a year. Many manufacturing experts believe that collaborative robotics will end up replacing a lot of people on the factory floor. We're aware of one small manufacturer in Michigan that shut down its plant in China and resourced all that work to the United States because it saves so much labor cost using cobots. Europe and the United States could save billions if they harmonized their automotive regulations, according to a study by the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor. The study was conducted for the Alliance of Automotive Manufacturers. It estimates that common regulations could cut costs by $800 to over $1,000 per vehicle that is exported to the other market. Today, automakers have to use different materials and tooling to bring their cars into compliance. For example, they have to use different windshield wipers, reflectors, headlamps, airbags, and even trunk releases. Put it all together, and those regulatory differences cost over $2 billion a year. The Alliance of Auto Manufacturers is using the study to push passage of TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership that is currently being negotiated between the U.S. and the EU. And before we go, don't forget to join us later today for Autoline After Hours. We'll have Jeff Janssens, the chief engineer on the all-new Buick LaCrosse in the studio. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights as to what's going on in the automotive industry. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching.